Have you ever tried simply turning off the TV, sitting down with your children, and hitting them?
With games and graphics.
Hey everybody, and this is Games and Graphics, Batman,
Ghostface,
and Romag.
Everybody sitting here with our buddy Tom Freeman, that's at Freematic on Twitter. He's the writer and creator of Dark Moon Comic. You can find that at Dark Moon Comic on Twitter, at Dark Moon Comic on Facebook, and at darkmooncomic.com.
Woohoo!
There we go. I'm getting better at this.
And our very first ever interview was with Tom Freeman.
It was with Tom. That's right.
It's an honor to be nominated.
You're right. Tom is number one.
Tom is number one.
That is right.
I have confused myself.
We're each other like little babies into toddlers.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Switch us off formula, you know, go to real food now.
That's right. We can start eating the baby hot dogs.
Hey, man, we finally started to
set up. Yeah, eat the leftovers now.
We're setting up now. Starting to get ready to crawl.
Well, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Hell yeah, man. That's awesome.
Exciting day. This is the day I just launched a comic this morning, our third motion comic. So very cool day. We just found out that Madefire is going to put it in their email blast, the one that they host our comic, and they're the ones that are how our comic is built. But they're putting it in their blast tomorrow, which is awesome. I didn't know they were going to do that. So that's going to hit all the hardcore motion comic fans, which is really cool.
Well, that's awesome. Heck yeah, man. That's not awesome. The way I thought you were going to take that. I thought it was about to be like, man, today's a big day. I finally dropped the third motion comic. Thank God that's over.
that's a whole other side of it. It's definitely two different emotions. But I got to enjoy it. I got to enjoy the little, you know, launch while it lasts. So this is probably the funnest day. But yeah, it's a fun process all over. Each one I've done, I've never tried a comic before this. I've drawn some pictures and, you know, I've never really written anything. So it's been a learning experience. And I think, you know, as it gets better and we're having more fun with it. So that's a really cool thing. Yeah, now we just got to figure out this whole money thing. But besides that, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of Madefire, actually, as far. I mean, they don't charge anything to let you build on their platform. So, you know, the right artists, they can do a lot with it. It's really cool.
Definitely. Like I say, I was actually thought he was going to go a whole different direction other than thank God that's over. Because when he said it, he was like, yeah, the whole comic process, got that comic dropped, and I just found out I'm about to be a father. Like that was the direct direction my mind went.
That whole toddler, the formula talk. Yeah. I feel like I am a dad. It's like there's these characters, man. It's been like nothing but these. But like ever since I started the comic 2 years ago, been there like every day. So they're kind of like little kids. It's crazy.
It's
crazy to have this one out and kind of finished. This is like the finish of the intro trilogy. The whole point was to really get them onto Earth, because where I actually originally thought the story started, and I could have mentioned this before today, was I saw the whole thing about aliens on Earth sliming around, creepy, slimy, and also telekinetically, you know, charged aliens attacking on Earth. And so the whole story is kind of an intro to where it's at, you know, kind of towards the end. So it was kind of fun to get through that whole section. And now I can kind of also mention that that's also kind of why, you know, the characters weren't that developed. Most of them, you know, you didn't know much about them, but because they were kind of set up characters to the actual story, which kind of starts now, you know, so that's just a little kind of haven't been able to say until now, because the whole Earth thing has been a secret. You know, I didn't let anything out about that. So first news right here on Games and Graphics.
Sweet. We like these first
world premiere.
Yep.
We love stuff like that. It's awesome. Yeah, no, the book's great, man. I really enjoyed it. Finally got to check it out not too long ago, and I really enjoyed it. I thought, like, the story, especially for the last bit of the trilogy and the into the intro trilogy, was really good. Once it's all put together,
enjoyed
it's great.
It quite a bit.
Yeah, I think the third one kind of humanizes the whole series a little bit. Like, there was basically just kind of like it could have been a video game. I mean, there was it was just an action kind of series, and I think you get a little more into the character development, all that kind of stuff. So that was fun to do. Like I said, I've never really written anything in my life. I've read stuff and, you know, had ideas, but so it was kind of fun to make that step. And I noticed that already people are talking about the story more, like as much as they were talking. You know, people have loved the art the whole time, but the story is kind of now kind of developed to the point where it's a lot more interesting than the kind of beginning. It's a real basic kind of, okay, they're stuck, there's monsters. And now it's kind of developed a little bit. There's where could this go? That kind of stuff. You know, what's going to happen at, you know, when they get back to Earth? This kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun to get it to that point.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's definitely starting to give you stake in the character.
What I thought was... Sorry.
Oh, that's all I had to say. Yeah.
What I thought was really cool was that the third one seems to... Or, like, you guys played a little bit more with the motion aspect. There seemed to be more motion in the third one than the last two, and I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, definitely. That was on purpose, and there's two things to it, really. I think one is just I wanted to... make it seem I wanted to cut more from scene to scene, as opposed to being a completely linear story where you could, you know, they cut to Earth, cut back, and that, and then there's motion elements in each kind of scene that kind of play with that. But I think the transitions give you more room to do stuff, and we also, I mean, I had a really bad cold in between before I was making it, and I had some wonderful cough syrup, and so most of all the motion elements is based on being sick and really messed up on cough syrup. So that was that. That's the second part of the. I kind of had an idea. That was where I came up with a lot of the scenery for Dark Moon 3. Was a crazy cough syrup dream. So there you go.
Yeah, I remember
Tom sitting sideways.
I remember talking to you and you saying that you had a double ear infection there at one time too.
Yeah, and it's still not 100% better, but it's. I mean, I don't have an infection anymore, but. I have all kinds of ear problems, but it's better now. It's not like a, but yeah, it was really bad for a while. I got real kind of sick, and I think that was a whole different cold, or that was a cold before when I had the cough syrup, and then this was a ear infection. But yeah, you know, still learning about that, still learning what the heck to do. yeah, just trying to deal with doctors. I don't really like doctors that much, so
totally agree. Trying to deal with them
where I can.
Tom being a soldier over there, I'm getting this Dark Moon 3 done if it kills me.
Yeah. Honestly, I have really messed up priorities. I pretty much put everything on my life on hold for this whole Dark Moon series. It's kind of funny. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I haven't like totally messed up too bad, but it's crazy how obsessed at least I've gotten with this thing. And it kind of works. I mean, the series has a kind of vibe to it. I think it's really going to work. It's coming out on the Apple TV now with Madefire is going to be, and this is kind of like what I really wanted in the first place was to have it on more of a, like a multimedia giant playback system where you can hear the music better. And so with the Apple TV, you can have a nice entertainment system. People are going to be watching these Madefire comics. It's like a built-in app now, or at least it's a built-in demo app. I don't know if it's, you know, if they bundle it with the Apple TV. I think it is though. So everyone's going to be checking out these Madefire comics. And I think our comic kind of has this musical thing that's going to work well for those people. So that's really exciting. That's kind of why I started the series was to, you know, really show an awesome musical side to horror and sci-fi that like, you know, people like we've discussed, I think in the first one, and it's like, you know, all the awesome people that have already done music, like just watching this movie, John Carpenter, people like that, you know, this just that awesome electronic music. So it's going to work really well with that Apple TV, and New York Times just covered it and talking about how awesome comics are on watching them on TV. So that's kind of a cool development for motion comics in general. I think they're finally getting they're going to get some respect now, I think, you know, as opposed to being this weird, awkward hybrid, you know?
Yeah. Now, that's one thing I'll say, too, on the third one. I think the music, you stepped it up.
Thank you. I thought so too.
Yeah, it's really well done.
Yeah, thank you. Number two was kind of was trying to play it safe, kind of, I think. But and number one had a very unique element. But yeah, number three, I think it came together really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. That was the first thing that, well, of course, you know, you sent me the super early version.
Yeah,
that without, didn't have the without music any music. The, yeah, and so, man, when I heard that first, the first beat of that first the first, you know, music on the thing, I thought, oh man, I really like this. And just, it just was well done throughout the entire thing.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. It's crazy. You can, like, I've shown the comic to other people, like, not this one so much, but before, without music, and it's just like, it's okay. But yeah, it's the format's perfect for just adding a, you can really kind of go nuts with it. And there's really a lot of sound effect options that people can do too. You know, there's actually even like interactive elements where you can press on an area, get a sound. You know, people can really go nuts with that format.
Yeah, I mean, the music for 3, like he said, was really good. Like, I enjoyed it from the beginning all the way, like, through the end, through the credits. The music's great.
Yeah, it makes it hard to read when you're sitting there doing, when you're sitting there bobbing your head the whole way through.
Well, yeah, I was hoping people wouldn't, like, because you can go through it pretty quick, but also if you kind of linger a little bit, the music keeps changing. So it's kind of cool to linger on each page and kind of, you never know how fast someone wants to read it. And so that's kind of, that dictates mm-hmm. how you kind of have the experience. But I also want to put out a little mix of all the music so you can listen to it kind of as a story. And that's one cool thing about the series is, you know, it'd be a cool thing just to listen to in your car or wherever. But it also kind of, you know, brings you back to the story, brings you back to some of the imagery or the feeling of that stuff. So it's kind of like different than your normal music CD or download or, you know, so I'm going to put that out just as a free download pretty soon. So that'll be fun.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, it'd be really awesome.
Yeah. Good driving music.
Yeah.
Something. You got to be careful about that. Some people might actually drive normal. Some people might like decide that their foot has become lead.
Yeah, just don't do the cough syrup like that.
That might be a better experience. Drink the cough syrup and listen to the music, and you'd be
set. A bundle of CD with a bottle of cough syrup.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You're going to sit in your car and, you know, set the tone with this music. It's like, well, now I'm in a spaceship.
Yeah, watch the old color effects from the old Windows Media Center.
Totally.
Honestly, watch all the lines on the street and the street lights suddenly. Everything grows neon.
Oh, man. No, I'm glad I was stuck at home that week. That was nice. One other cool thing is there's two cool things. One thing is we want to put the whole series on YouTube as a, just so you can watch it and probably do voiceover. So that'll probably happen next year sometime.
Oh.
And I don't know how we'll break it all up, if it'll be each series or what, but, we're probably going to bring it to YouTube for people that want to watch it like that. So that's going to be a whole different way to watch it. And one other thing is we're going to redo number 1. I've been kind of mentioning this a little bit, but because it didn't have the lettering of the first one. And also a couple things we've learned along the way, we can make it match the whole series a lot better. And then also with my OCD, I'll be like happy with the series. I just don't like leaving it not matching all the way through. So the first one's going to be redone with the lettering of the other two, that way, because we found the letter on Quen Tang on number 2. So that's going to be a really cool, I think, experience, and it'll just upgrade. So you can go to the same web link and everything, and it'll have the upgraded look and everything.
Yeah. One of the things too, we were talking about earlier that we noticed was the aliens in number 3. We noticed they had a Carnage feel. Was that kind of an influence on this one?
Oh, you know, I know they've kind of been evolving and changing. Definitely didn't tell the artist to do that. And it's kind of funny how we go back and forth. There's some I'll first look at and I'll be like, oh, no, this should be a little like this. But then I kind of let it go and I kind of see where he went with it. So I was going to make a lot more finicky changes. I think he's just kind of, I don't know exactly the artist's influence. You know, his range of artwork is amazing. He does all these awesome gothic and, you know, badass characters and different kinds of sets of looks. But no, so yeah, it wasn't intentional, but the alien has been kind of also like in the Alien movies, how Alien changed or in any, it's kind of not locked in completely where we're messing with the red alien. And he has different looks in some scenes, but you know, once you see him, you know where he is, you know, it's definitely, you know, it's one of those guys. And but yeah, it has been kind of evolving a little bit.
Man, I love in number 3, when you get to the particular picture where it's like the blacked out silhouette with the red background. He's the guy standing there with the gun. That one's, I was like, man, if I could have that capture like on a t-shirt or a poster.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah, we would love to do hoodies or something with the orange and black look, like a big, nice cotton hoodie or something. Because that's actually, that was something we wanted to do for a long time, and we probably will as we're getting into like a fundraising stage in this next year. Or, you know. So I think these big, awesome hoodies with like the alien on the back or like tentacles going down the arms or, I mean, something like that would be really really awesome. So yeah, definitely would like to try that out. That's definitely that whole kind of like moving some of the imagery, like those scenes and also the logo. You know, you can't just put it on anything, but in the right places it would be like something really unique to have. Even like you say, the prints and stuff like that. In fact, I'm really glad we did that silhouette in number 3 because it brings it back to number 1 where we had a couple of those and kind of gives you that return to the just, you know, the original feel of the series and everything. So, yeah, I love that picture. Kind of looks like an album cover to me, too. Like,
yeah,
you know, make a great album cover for some kind of band.
Oh, it would have definitely looked pretty awesome as an album cover. And, cool. Yeah, like you say, that full circle-ness back to the first one with the throwback for the silhouettes.
Yeah, that's a great look.
The other thing that got stepped up in number 3 is the storytelling. I think you did a really good job with the story in number 3. It pulled me in. I mean, I really enjoyed the story. What were your inspirations for that? As far as I know, you had it initially, you always had it in your mind, but did the story change?
The cost syrup. No, that was part of it. When I got really sick, I started to have some ideas about the comic. And actually, some of it was just form laying on the couch really sick and kind of just being in and out of reality. But also, thank you for that, because I had felt kind of limited, and I'm not a great dialogue writer, but it just like some other good writers, we can work with that. But it was tough for me because the first two stories were really, the first one especially was very linear, and there's not much to do that's super interesting. Mm-hmm. But this third one, I had always wanted to bring it back to Earth, and also, the way it happened, like I always expected the meteor to come back to Earth and the aliens to show up there, but actually I had expected it to happen in a different way. But that when I got really sick, I had this kind of, the whole thing about where they come back to Earth, that whole feel of the series with that part with the music and the kind of sickly feel to it, and the just the whole thing was actually kind of inspired just by being really sick and just kind of having a different sense of reality at that moment where it just worked. I felt miserable, but I had this vision that when I got better again, like, I'm gonna try this out, and yeah, it worked out. You know, so. One thing I've learned in life is when bad things happen, sometimes good things happen too. And I was, you know, really sick, but had that kind of vision to take the story more personal. And so, hey, you know, there you go. You know, I'm glad I got sick, I guess. You know, I guess. I don't know. Something.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't a total wash.
No, it was, like I said, it was well done. And I liked the way you brought the aliens to Earth.
Yeah, that was.
The way he beams himself basically into the suit.
I was always supremely angered with the Alien movie where they went to Earth, Alien vs. Predator Requiem. That one, the sequel, because the aliens from Alien finally got to Earth, and I was expecting it to be a badass movie, and it just wasn't that great, and pretty much a forgettable movie. And I, not that I want you, but there's so much, I'm not trying to copy that. But anytime you get for aliens going, Predator 2 is actually a pretty good alien going to Earth movie. It's dated now. You watch it, it's really dated. But that was pretty exciting for his time. But there's so much awesome storytelling about sci-fi meeting Earth, you know, so that hasn't been really done that much. So, and comics are nice because you don't have to, you have a big budget to do it because, you know, big budget equals compromises artistically and, it's nice to be able to like take the aliens, and with comics, you can do whatever you want with them. You can get crazy with it. You know, that's one of the huge advantages. And Earth is the perfect place to go now. It's going to be really creepy going forward. I'm a huge fan of The Strained. That's not aliens, but, you know, that's an exciting series about, you know, crazy stuff happening in the middle of a city. So, kind of an influence too.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't actually checked out the strain, but I've heard a little bit about it. And I know there's a lot of like contradicting things with the fact that apparently if you get the blood on you, it automatically infects you.
Oh, I think there's like little worms in it or something.
Some sort of worm. Yeah, and what happens is there's a lot of close combat going on in the actual show. Right. So it doesn't actually add up.
Yeah, my father actually watches the TV show. He really likes it.
I kind of look past some of that stuff. And the main problem I have is that the main vampire kind of looks a little goofy. And I'm really kind of mad that they built it up. I was totally like willing to disbelieve, you know, whatever. I'll believe whatever they sell me because I like the feel of the series. Then I saw the main vampire and I was like, oh, man, now I'm kind of a casual watcher. But yeah, it's Guillermo. Oh, my gosh.
Guillermo del Toro.
Del Toro. I'll just call him Mr. Del Toro. He's got a great feel for that creepy, creepy vibe. I don't like a lot of his movies. Some of them, you know, some of them are good, but that creepy vibe he does really well.
Yeah, apparently, from what I've heard, this last one that he did, Crimson Peak, not so much.
Yeah, I kind of felt that the minute I saw the previews. I was like, yeah, a lot of his movies kind of just, you know, he needs a sidekick that like keeps him more in line, you know, that he can give the feel out, but someone takes the story. Like maybe he should like team up with M. Night Shyamalan and they both can help each other out, you know, like
someone needs to help.
Someone
out Shyamalan.
Needs to help the both of them, especially Shyamalan.
Well, you know, and I like Guillermo del Toro. I really like Pan's Labyrinth, man. I thought that was awesome. And I think he did a good job with the second Hellboy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought that was actually pretty good.
I want to watch that again now.
This last one. I don't know. I heard it described that someone said they didn't think he would ever work with anyone else's material because he just, you know, he has this vision in his head of what he wants.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, even on the movies that story-wise you go, they're still beautiful to look at.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and some movies that, you know, that's perfect. That's all you need. Definitely. You know, sometimes it just works.
Yeah.
I kind of feel about the strain a lot of the times. So I'm not completely paying attention to the story. You know, I'm kind of into most of it. When I start hearing people scream, I'll turn my head and check out and see what's happening. It's a beautiful looking series, you know, just kind of parts of it and parts of the way, you know, the way they do everything is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen, speaking of crazy ass movies, Green Inferno?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, man.
It actually didn't last
in the theater here very long. Like, they played it for like a week and it was gone.
It's a horrible theater movie. I'm glad I didn't go see it, but I saw like a rough cut, cut of it, on a screen and a screening of it. And it's a cannibal movie. It's hardcore. It's pretty funny in a way, and it's almost Human Centipede-ish. It's getting to that level. But
Green Inferno was supposed to be, it's Eli Roth, and he said that it was like his homage to Cannibal Holocaust.
Right, and when you do a search for it almost anywhere, you find that right next to it. So,
well, actually, kind of like a little Easter egg thing, in Cannibal Holocaust, there's a scene where there's a movie playing on a TV in the background, and the movie playing on the TV in the background is called Green Inferno.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. It's a great drive-in movie, you know? It would be a great drive-in movie. Like, it's kind of in that vein of, like, I mean, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre or something, or just, like, just fun, completely insane stuff.
Yeah, we were just discussing movies, you know, horror movies, and one of the ones that I talked about, not necessarily on the show, but it just otherwise, was The Conjuring. When I took my daughter and my wife to see that movie, it was one of the funnest movies I've ever seen in a movie theater, just because, I mean, the reactions. Yeah. From my wife and daughter, and my wife was screaming so much that it was making the people behind us scream. And it just kind of like had a chain effect, and it made me laugh so much. I had a blast in that movie.
That's how those good horror movies is, like a roller coaster ride, you know? And I like to, like, people complain about like those jump scares. That's perfect stuff. I mean, like, put those in, like, you know, it's great to get people moving, and you know, that's, you know, like they criticize Jason Blum, the, all this, you know, found footage movies, paranormal activities. You know, I mean, they are what they are, but they'll scare you. They have some good moments. They're fun to watch, you know. So, but yeah, no, The Conjuring. I have to watch that again. I liked it. I just don't remember most of the story. But yeah, that was a fun movie. I've been watching all the Insidiouses again, and I just watched 3. That was good. It was a fun movie.
Yeah,
I liked it more than 2, and probably I still like 1 the most. But 3 was good.
Yeah, 1. I liked 1 quite a bit. Yeah. Two was a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah, definitely. They just kind of just go crazy with it.
All right, do you guys want to take a break for a minute?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break.
For sure.
All right.
All right, everybody. Part 2 coming back. Tom, you can go ahead and do some plugs, man.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to point out that the Dark Moon, the motion comic, number 3 is available at Freematic, Freematik, at DeviantArt, or .deviantart.com. You can also find it, search for Dark Moon Comic on Twitter or Facebook. And yeah, check us out. Easy to find a link to our comics. They're all free. So definitely check it out.
Yep. And coming soon to the next Indie Project Quarterly is my review of all 3 of them. So that'll be out probably mid-November.
Killer.
And then I think coming up very soon, me and Mr. Drunk Batman over here will be doing our official review of number 3 on an upcoming episode.
Oh, killer. Awesome.
Yeah. So Dark Moon Glore coming up.
Woo!
All right.
I don't know why I stole that from the wrong show. So everybody, we're glad to talk about Dark Moon, and now we're going to move around to this very awesome section. Not only was he our first guest, but he's the first actual interview to come on and do
What's Riding My Nuts?
My nuts. Okay, so what's writing my nuts right now, 2 things. My internet connection, which went out like 40 times right now. I'm trying to talk to you guys, and I just hooked it up. It's supposed to be badass, and it isn't. And popcorn, because popcorn sucks to eat. You try to eat it, and it usually tastes great, but you got those little shells. It just is horrible in so many different ways. And internet and popcorn, especially the bags of popcorn, like bags of cheese popcorn, where it's already stale. It costs too much for a bag of popcorn, and you get all those shells and whatever they're called. So that's my what's writing my nuts.
It's what we lovingly refer to as it has hooks. That's all in I got.
It has hooks in it. Yeah, man, it's the popcorn thing is like this is the greatest thing ever, and at the same time, it's not.
Well, it's like going to the beach.
They trick me every time, man.
Eating popcorn's like going to the beach. It's lovely to start with, but then you have sand in your ass.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
In the internet. Ah, God, that thing's just, that's terrible.
Anyway. 3 times right now.
Yeah, we were trying to work through it. We've
been working through it the whole time. Yeah. Damn internet.
Yeah, geez, I'll call them.
Yeah, would you like to give a shout out to this wonderful company that's providing your internet?
Comcast. We only got one choice, Comcast.
Yeah. Oh, great. Hey, Comcast.
Thanks. Thanks. Ruined it again.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time I've had a. Oh, God.
And when Google Fiber comes here, you can eat a dick.
Yeah.
Comcast.
Yeah.
The kings of it's not on our end.
Let me transfer to a customer service representative 45 minutes later.
Sir, well, I seem to be having trouble. Like, the box has blown up. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to send a refresh signal.
I'm going to need you to reboot your machine.
I'm pretty sure it's on your end. Well, can you give me an address to ping so I can see exactly where it's coming off?
Is it plugged in?
Yeah, we can't do that for you. What we need to do is is pretend like it's you.
We'll make sure we'll dance around it for about 2 hours until you finally get pissed and just say, fuck this. And either cancel your service or just hang up.
Exactly.
But when it's the only service, they're like, I've got you by the balls. Yeah.
Well, it's that, UVerse, or the very crappy Dish Network.
Yeah, three shitty choices.
Well, yeah. Mm. What are you going to do? Get satellite version of internet? No.
Hey, great. We have an amazing speed of 6 megabytes.
It's just like cell phones. They're just like, come and go, come and get it.
Well, it's bad when your cell phone loads faster.
Yeah.
It's like, man, this mobile network's going great. I swear to God, this Dish Network's like dial up. Next Tuesday, it'll actually have one page loaded.
All right. Anybody else have something for what's riding my nuts?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I tell you what, this is what's riding my nuts. Why is it when you order a damn pizza from a pizza place, you get it, it looks all nice, it's got the lines in the top, but then you go to pull a piece and you're still connected together. Why is it people that work in pizza places can't actually cut a pizza? Ever.
It's like they folded it like origami.
Yeah, man.
And everyone's got to get their hands involved, get in there, rip apart the pizza.
Well, no, the worst part is like, you know, you go like, pizza, I'm going to get me a slice. And then you go to pull it and you're like, oh, shit. So you rip it and then half the other pizza comes out. So, you know, like the other half is just cheese and sauce.
It's just sauce. You literally got every slice of cheese on your one slice.
That's why you always order double the amount of pizza than you'll need. Then you always have enough.
Speaking of the origami thing, does anyone remember the Little Caesars commercial where the guy from Airplane and he has the box and he goes, what are you going to do with that box? And he says, origami. And the guy goes, oro, what? And then he folds it up. And at the end, he's got a pterodactyl. And he's like, look, a pterodactyl. Caw, caw.
I remember that. Oh, that's pretty great.
Little Caesars used to have the most awesome commercials, dude.
Oh, yeah, they did. And then they had great pizza, too. And then they closed down and they came back.
Yeah.
I was going to tell him, have you seen that? It's the Halloween Snickers commercial where it's like he's the horseless headsman. I haven't seen that. It's the horseless headsman. It's like this little dude and it's this giant head. Like, eat a Snickers. Whenever you get hungry, you get weird or something like that. And he eats it and he turns into the headless horseman. He's like, thank you.
All right. So I'm going to do what's riding my nuts. All right. And again, I hate to keep harping on this, but it comes from work. Okay.
It's where the magic happens.
Yeah, it's where the magic happens. If you see a mailman and he is delivering to a box and you have oncoming traffic, don't drive by me at 100 miles an hour and put my life in danger just because you don't want to be behind the mailman. All right?
Seriously, like, what's the big rush? Yeah. What do people got? They're just going to run home and then binge watch Netflix all night.
It's
what are you going to hurry to?
I've literally seen them miss a head-on collision by inches. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, you know what? I'm glad you have nothing to live for, but I have a wife and kids. I'd like to make it home to them.
Apparently, they're just like, out of my way, I got to poop.
Yeah. You know what? I could even discount it for that. But you can't tell me that all 15 people behind you have to get home and poop.
So you're like, man, I almost died.
Yeah, I can at least forgive that.
Man, that string of people had diarrhea, but heroin.
Holy smokes. You know, and it's not like I'm delivering, you know, right next to a Taco Bell or something where that would actually happen.
Oh.
It doesn't just happen in California. That's good to know.
Yeah, it's bad. Some of the people literally.
Okay.
Or don't honk at me because I'm in front of you delivering mail. That's my job.
I crossed my junior high school, so every day is a nightmare.
Not to rant on this just because it is, but why is it people that go to Walmart never shower? Why?
I can tell you about that firsthand.
Like, seriously, I was in there the other day with my family, and all I could think was, who shit themselves? And it didn't matter what part of the store I went to. There was somebody. And the worst part is, all right, you know it's bad when you're real fat and there's, you don't have much to wear. But it's real bad when you haven't taken a shower, you're fat, you don't have anything to wear, and you wear these like really tight see-through pants that weren't actually pants.
That's great. Sexy.
and don't wear underpants under them. So, like, literally, you have put a set of stockings on and walked out the fucking house.
Dude, I'm telling you, check out the website People of Walmart.
Oh, God, oh, yeah. No. It was terrible. We were walking through, and all I could think was, kids, don't look. I literally, like, had to start walking the other way. This was really in Walmart the other day.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Oh, and how about this? All right, so I'm walking through Walmart, like, a week, like, I don't know, this was actually probably, like, a month or two ago, but... Did anybody else see the guy that was dressed up like Confederacy man?
No.
That depends on which Walmart you're talking about. So.
That's the deep south, yeah. Maybe.
Well, it might have been the one on Old Fort. Like, literally, there was a guy in there. His truck had two Confederate flags on the back.
Wow.
All right. The windows had Confederate flags in them. And I mean, they were like painted. His truck was painted as a Confederate flag.
He needs to be a comic book hero, the Confederate.
He got out wearing a fucking Confederate pantsuit, a Confederate cape, and a Confederate headband, like head top bandana. And I walked up, and I literally, as I walked by him, I was like, dun 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 dun, Confederacy.
At least he's committed to his theme.
He was
committed.
He's got commitment, I guess.
I don't think he had any teeth either, so.
Well, me and a friend of mine was discussing this the other day. You know, when they had that whole big controversy on, and it was all over Facebook all the time, you know, about, can't fly the Confederate flag, and then all these people were, you know, putting them in the back of their trucks, and they were just flying all over the place. Yeah. So, I mean, they were so, well, we're just trying to make a statement that we can. So we was like, okay, well, what if we come up with a flag that just has a giant penis on it and just drive around with it hooked to the back of our trucks and just let it fly, you know?
Well, we can.
Yeah, we can.
I'm going to get a flag with a giant vagina on it.
So ridiculous. Anyway.
All right, so
Ghostick.
For what's riding my nuts, if you drive a huge ass truck, like I'm talking like one of those big like dualies.
Oh yeah.
And you want to go to a restaurant and say you get there and the parking lot is full. I saw this today. This guy literally decided he was going to park like on the curb in front of the restaurant, and his trailer, which was one of those long trailers, was literally blocking the entire entrance of the restaurant. And he was parked in such a way that the street I was having to cross, I couldn't see anything coming from the left. So I had to just like blind dart across the road. I hope I don't die. Yeah.
And then someone boat whipped a car out in front of you.
Boat whipped a Geo.
Yeah. Boat whipped a Geo.
If you drive a huge ass truck like that, don't park on the curb. Come on.
The best part is Batman, if Batman had been close to that, I'd have called the tow truck company that was just across the street and said, please come get his car.
Because I had gone to the comic shop here, the comic shop's Grand Adventures. It's right next to Demas's restaurant. And pulling out of the comic shop, I get to the end of the street, I have to turn back to the left, and I can't see anything. It's the way that he's parked. It was driving me nuts.
Dick. All right. Well, everybody, I think we're going to start wrapping it up from here. We had a really great time. Tom, it was great having you back on, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you're
thanks
welcome to come back anytime you want.
Yeah, I mean, you just let us know. We're more than happy to have you back on as just a guest. Hell, just sit around and talk about whatever. Yeah.
Awesome.
The intro trilogy is great. Looking forward to more things from you guys.
Yeah, left on a cliffhanger, which is what I like.
Oh, yeah, okay. Definitely.
So, for sure. Awesome.
So, yeah, I definitely.
It was a lot of fun to put it together. And, yeah, let's definitely do it again, for sure.
Heck, yeah, man. That would be awesome. So, everybody, I want to make sure that y'all catch this. You can catch Tom at Freematic on Twitter. You can catch Dark Moon at Dark Moon Comic on Twitter, at darkmooncomic.com, and Art Dark Moon Comic on Facebook.
That's right. Go out there and blow this shit up.
Ooh.
Put it everywhere. Matter of fact, put it everywhere, then make shirts, post them, plaster them on yourselves, and then make masks, and just cover yourself with Dark Moon.
Pull it up on your phone and slap someone in the face with it. Say, like, read this.
That'd be creepy, but let's do it.
Just walk. Matter of fact, I got a good one for you. Just walk up to someone that you don't know, and as they begin to speak,
Dark Moon!
Place your finger on their lips. Say, shh, it's all okay. And then hand them your phone with Dark Moon on it.
You're a marketing genius.
You'll get all the likes. But all right. Definitely, man. Touch.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. It was great having you on again. Look forward to doing it again sometime.
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely.
For sure. Have a good one, guys.
You too, man.
You too, bud.
All right, later.